Hello, this is Matt Kennedy, and this is the first podcast in a series of podcasts for new members and for existing members of Good Shepherd who may not be familiar with the way Good Shepherd is structured. There are a lot of people who have joined us this year and last year, and we've never had or we haven't had a new members class, which we should have done. People have asked me, how do I become a member of Good Shepherd? How do we become members? And in the Episcopal Church, the answer was very clear. Well, you just start attending, and if you're baptized, you're counted as a member. Now, we're going to begin heightening our membership expectations. I think it's important as a church to recognize that we're not just a club, we're not just a gathering of people for a social event on Sunday morning. We are a church. We're the body of Christ. And for members of the church, there are certain expectations that we have. This podcast will begin to talk about those expectations, and also talk about the benefits and the privileges and the opportunities for growth and for gaining maturity in your faith at Good Shepherd, and there are many of them. If you have internet access, and if you're listening to this, I'm guessing that you do. Please go to the Thursday notes that I sent out this morning. If you're listening to this, you're probably looking at them because I'm trying to attach this podcast to the Thursday notes. Now, you'll notice a chart on your Thursday notes that is attached to it that is titled Ministry Structure and the Core Values of Good Shepherd. And underneath that title, there are two Bible verses from the Gospel of Matthew. And then there is a cruciform-shaped chart underneath that. Cruciform means cross, for those of you who don't know. In the center of the cross, the vertical line, you'll see the worship, Bible study, Christian education and discipleship, fellowship, prayer and pastoral care. And on the left arm of the cross, you'll see evangelism, and then you'll see the word world and local community, and underneath you'll see a capitalized community that should have actually been on the right-hand side of the cross, but we'll because it was attached to local community on the other side as well. If you look at the right-hand side of the cross, you'll see the word outreach. And underneath the outreach, you have world and local, and there should be local community instead of just local there. This framework, this chart, is the framework that we use at Good Shepherd when we assess, create, design programs, ministries, outreach opportunities to fit with our central mission and purpose. Good Shepherd is a church, and as you probably already know, but like every church, we have two basic things that we have to do. We don't have a purpose statement like a company would have. Because I think that Jesus has given us our mission statement, our purpose statement in the gospel. I think specifically in two places, of course there are others, but specifically in two places, the whole Bible is a mission statement in itself, but there are two places in particular where I think Jesus gives his mission to the church. The first is Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. And if you turn there, you'll notice that that is where Jesus gives the great commandment and the second that is like unto it. The great commandment in Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and all your mind. And if you've been a believer for very long, you know that's that sounds like such an easy thing, but it's a very difficult thing to get. It involves all of you. It involves every aspect and every fiber of your being and loving God. And that's only possible by the grace of God that's working in you through the Holy Spirit if you're a believer. But we at Good Shepherd believe that we must design our common life in such a way, or organize our common life in such a way, that believers are able or have the opportunity to love the Lord their God with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind. We design our ministries, our studies, our classes, all the things that we do at Good Shepherd should help you in that task, in that command that Jesus has given. Of course, again, only by grace through the Holy Spirit are you able to even begin completing that or doing that. But we at Good Shepherd design our ministry to help believers do that thing. The second the commandment that's like unto it is to love your neighbor as yourself. And also, we do the same there. All of our programs, ministries, outreach opportunities are designed to help you fulfill that second commandment as well. The next passage that's listed underneath the title is Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and that's the Great Commission. Go therefore into all the world, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's a call to evangelism, a call to go out into the world and proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, that he lived a perfect life, that he died on the cross to pay the consequences of human sin, but God raised him on the third day, and now he's ascended into heaven and reigns with the Father, and through what he did, every human being on the planet has the opportunity to be reconciled to God if they repent and trust in him. That's the good news. That's what we proclaim to the world and to the community. And we do that in two ways. We do that by word and by deed. We do it by word when we share the gospel, when we share the faith, our faith with people who don't believe in Jesus. And we do it in deed when we live out our faith, when we act in ways that are consistent with this gospel. We feed the poor. We care for those who don't have enough means to care for themselves by providing shelter or clothing. So these two commands, the command to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and to love your neighbors yourself, and the commission, or the command of the commission, to go out into all the world and make disciples and baptize in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit, undergird our common life. Those two texts are what help us discern and determine how we at Good Shepherd are going to live our lives as a body. Now, you'll notice in this chart that there are seven common or core values. These are values that we believe the Bible gives or shows that all churches should embrace and live out, and we try to do that. The vertical part of the cross, beginning from the top, you'll see worship, Bible study, Christian education and discipleship, fellowship, prayer, and pastoral care. So five core values. On the left-hand side, you'll see evangelism, and then you'll see world and local community. And on the right-hand side, you'll see of the cross, the horizontal frame, you'll see outreach, world, and local community. The community on the left-hand side of the cross should have been on the right-hand side of the cross, but oh well, you get the picture. The reason we designed this in the shape of a cross is this, because we believe that when you've experienced this happening, that when a church is doing evangelism and outreach correctly, people begin to come in. Those two core values are like the arms of Christ that reach out to the world, and through those vehicles, God, by his grace, calls sinners to repent and brings them to faith in Jesus Christ. We've had a lot of new believers come in through the Shepherd's Bowl, for example, which is one of our outreach programs. We've had a lot of new believers come in through direct evangelism, and that's the other arm of the cross. And once they come in, those core values that you see that form the vertical line of the cross begin to shape and mold these new believers and bring them to maturity. Worship, and by that I mean common worship, Sunday morning worship, Bible study, a new believer and a mature believer and an experienced believer and an old believer needs to be involved in both of those, both worship and Bible study, Christian education, discipleship. These are lifelong tasks that begin at the moment you come into the church. Fellowship, prayer, and pastoral care. All those core values begin from the very beginning of the Christian life to the end of the Christian life, form, shape, mold believers so that over the course of a well-lived life, people become made more and more in the image of Jesus Christ. So this is the basic ministry structure of Good Shepherd. If you want to have an image in your head or a structure or a framework in which to put and organize all the ministries that you see around you when you attend, this is it. And it is the expectation of Good Shepherd that if you're a member here, that you will be involved in all of these things in one way or the other. You'll be involved in worship on a regular basis every Sunday. You'll be involved in a Bible study once a week. You'll be involved in Christian education or some sort of discipleship program at the church. You'll be involved in fellowship and prayer and pastoral care. In other words, you'll be taking care of each other, you'll be praying for each other, you'll be interceding for the church. And there are opportunities to do all of those things. And it's also an expectation that you'll be sharing your faith, evangelism, one way or the other, and you'll be participating in outreach programs of some sort in service. We'll talk more about that in the next podcast. This podcast was just to give you a basic overview of the structure of the ministries of the Good Shepherd and a quick mention of the expectations of members. Those aren't the full expectations, and those aren't all the opportunities, but we'll talk more about those, both of those, in our next podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.